A Salt Lake City teenager kidnapped from her bedroom 9 months ago is back with her family tonight. 15-year-old Elizabeth Smart was found just outside Salt Lake City with a man police had sought for questioning. The man is in custody, and police say Elizabeth Smart is healthy. NPR's Howard Berkus joins us now from Salt Lake City. Howard, this is a remarkable story. How did the police find the man and Elizabeth Smart?
Well, at least two people, passersby, noticed this man walking along a major thoroughfare in the Salt Lake City suburb of Sandy with two women wearing veils across their faces. Now, there have been a lot of news stories on television here lately about this man, including some photographs. These witnesses had seen those stories. He was wanted for questioning in the kidnapping, but was not called a suspect. These witnesses called police. Officers responded, and they didn't realize that one of the women was Elizabeth Smart until after they questioned the trio. They arrested the man and the other woman and then quickly reunited Elizabeth with her father.
There are a lot of unanswered questions here, those veils being one. Another one would be, where has Elizabeth Smart been for the last 9 months?
That's not clear. There are unconfirmed reports that she's been in California, in Atlanta, back here in Utah, that during the first few days after the kidnapping, that she was held somewhere in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City. We don't really know. Police are still questioning her and the man tonight.
This has gone on for 9 months now. Thousands of people were part of the search effort out there trying to find Elizabeth Smart. It's got to be a huge, huge story there tonight that she's been found and she's safe.
There are crowds of people now on Elizabeth Smart's street, her parents' home, and at the church just down the street where the Smarts have held news conferences almost daily in the beginning. They're tying blue balloons and blue ribbons. They have signs welcoming her home. And people have been glued to television sets this afternoon. They're calling each other up with the news. Even the investigators are sounding overjoyed. Here's Chip Burris of the FBI, who spoke at a news conference tonight.
What a great day for the state of Utah, right? Darn right. Up there in that interview room, you've got a boatload of officers. You can't wipe the smiles off their face. They're so excited to have her back. I can't tell you how many times in the FBI we've conducted investigations with our state and local partners where this has not been the outcome. We are so happy today that the outcome is that she's alive, she's back, and she's ready, and she looks good, and we're ready to move on with the investigation.
That's the FBI's Chip Burris. Howard, tell us more about the man who's now under arrest.
His name is Brian Mitchell, and he once worked in the Smart home. Back in October, Elizabeth's younger sister, who had witnessed the kidnapping, told her parents that she thought the abductor might have been this Brian Mitchell. His real name wasn't known at the time. He had been called Emmanuel. He was a drifter, a homeless preacher, and he wasn't identified. And even the fact of his existence and his possible role in the kidnapping wasn't publicly revealed until just last month. In recent days, the Smart family, in fact, has been criticizing police, saying investigators weren't doing enough to find this Mitchell. Police are taking credit for Smart's safe recovery, as FBI agent Burris noted, but police are finding themselves having to explain why they didn't focus on Mitchell sooner, and why they didn't reveal his existence sooner.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.